Blog Talk Radio.
Perspectives. We thank and praise God for each of you today for tuning in and chiming in with us today. My God, the Lord is good, the Lord is great, the Lord is awesome in this day, and I'm thanking and praising God, hallelujah, on this day of worship and praise to our God for all that he is, all that he does, and all that he's going to do. For the Lord has made great and precious promises to us. And therefore, we are anticipating even more of the blessings, praise the Lamb of God, to be showered down upon us. Oh, my God, what a God we serve. What an awesome God we serve, that he would favor us in this season the way he does, praise the Lamb of God. It's the season of the saints. It's the hour of visitation, praise the Lamb of God. It's the hour of manifestation. And God is doing just that. He's visiting. Praise the Lamb of God, he's taking inventory, and he's doing his just rewards in this season. Praise God. And I thank God that I'm on the right side of the track this go around. Hallelujah. I'm ready for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Almost got into a song on that one. Praise the Lamb of God. I bless God for each of you today. And I hope and pray that your night was restful and that, praise the Lamb of God, you rose this morning with your hands lifted up, acknowledging God even as you rose from your beds and your sleeping places. Hallelujah. And entered into prayer and worship and word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In the presence of God. And then sat quietly listening for that response from God, from the Holy Spirit that gives you revelation. It's praise and worship day on our page. Hallelujah. The saints are up and at them. The saints are posting. And we thank and praise God for each of them, our administrators, our intercessors. God bless each of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Last night. That's all right. Somebody's going to come on and testify in a little while. I ain't going to say nothing because they say, well, you're doing all that, so you should be talking about it like that. But we're going to let somebody else talk about it and tell you what happened. Praise the Lamb of God last night at the Truth Church. During the teachings, praise the Lamb of God. And then after the teaching, oh my goodness, we went into the activation, praise the Lamb of God, and impartation, and the Lord met us right there on last night. When I left the church, I almost couldn't drive, praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I'm telling you the truth, it was high and high-spirited, praise the Lamb of God, and oh, my God. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy. I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord was so intense, upon me at least, praise the Lamb of God. I can't speak for nobody else. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Until I cannot even describe how I felt when I left the church on last night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A draining experience. For releasing such impartation of the prophetic into the lives of those that came for the classes, praise the Lamb of God. But people of God, let me tell you something. It was worth it, praise the Lord. And I thank and praise God for it today. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb. We have so much to do today. I want to talk to you all about the, praise the Lamb of God, the conferences that's coming up. I want to talk to you all about, praise the Lamb of God, some more praise and worship that activates, pray, and releases you into your place, hallelujah, of the prophetic. Yes, Lord, praise God. You got to do some praise and worship, people of God, to get into the presence of God like you're supposed to so that you can hear the voice of God, and we're going to show you that, praise the Lamb of God, in just a little bit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Let me see. We have a caller already. Praise God. Caller in queue. Amen. Erico 818, California on the line.
Praise the Lord. How are you today?
Albertine, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am so blessed. I have another praise report for you, if that's okay.
Oh, my goodness gracious. It's always okay to give God some praise.
Well, yesterday when I was telling you about the dream that I had and how I got aborted that bus, I was given the talking to one of my clients. She was a little down in her spirit, so I was ministering to her, and I was telling her about my dreams and vision, things I had, and the Lord just put in my spirit that that was him on the bus. That was him. He was carrying me, and he was showing me some things that he wanted me to do.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, the Spirit of the Lord just fell upon me so just amazingly, I almost passed out. It was just that profound. It was beautiful, beautiful experience. And then yesterday he told me, he says, I had been praying for some things and some breakthroughs and things, and he told me, he says, well, I want you to go to the store, and I want you to buy 10 loaves of bread, 10 packs of meat, and 3 packs of cheese, and I want you to go make sandwiches and get 2 cases of water and go feed the homeless today. So yesterday I went around, I made all these sandwiches, me and my son and his son's friend, and we just went and delivered sandwiches and prayed for people, and it was just such a blessing. It's amazing to just give a person a sandwich and a water, and just to say, you know, God bless you and God loves you, and just for people to just hear a word, because there's so many people, a sandwich is nothing to us, but to homeless people or just to people in need, it means so much to them. And just to hear God loves you and God bless you and we're praying for you and those things. So I think that God is really leading me in that direction of just to be helpful to people and to go out and, you know, and just really be a blessing and help. And it was just so, my son saw it, his friend saw it, and it was just such a blessing to be able to go out and do that. So we're going to go back today, day two. So praise the Lord. I just thank him, and I thank you for your word and for your ministry.
Give me this again. The Lord taught you to go out and get 10 packs of meat.
10 loaves of bread.
10 loaves of bread.
That's packs of meat. And three packages of cheese. And he told me to make sandwiches. I made about 65 sandwiches out of that 10 loaves of bread, 10 packs of meat, and three or four packs of cheese. And me and my son and his friend, we just made the sandwiches. We bagged them up, and then I went and bought 2 cases of water, and we just went out and gave it out.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. You know, 10 is the number of divine order. That's why when you said that, I got quiet. 10 is the number of divine order. Of course, 3 is the number of Trinity. 23 with the 10 meats, the 10 breads, and the 3 cheeses equals 5. Praise the Lamb of God, which is the number of divine favor. Praise the Lamb of God. And then you bought water, which is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. God has set you up for a blessing, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God for your obedience. I've been teaching the prophetic in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that when you get to the place that you can hear God's voice, your next challenge is to be able to obey God. Praise the Lamb of God. Does not become faith until you move to obey God. Praise the Lamb of God. When Abraham obeyed God, it was accounted unto him as righteousness because he believed God, he obeyed God, and that's the faith action. You have done, praise the Lamb of God, a beautiful and powerful thing, praise the Lamb of God, in your obedience to God. And I believe in my sanctified soul that God is about to open up of the portals of heaven and shower blessings down upon you. Praise the Lamb of God that will overtake you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Want to overtake you, my God. My God.
He told me to go back today and finish what he told me to do. So I have to go back. I have to go back and finish. And then I met a gentleman. He didn't have any clothes. So my son got shoes and clothes and bags in the garage. And I'm like, we're going to go give these to people who can really use them. We're not going to drop them off the Salvation Army. We're going to actually go out and give them. So I met a gentleman yesterday. He was so happy. He just gave me a hug. And I asked him, I said, do you have any clothes to put on? Do you need some shoes and clothes? He was so overwhelmed with just the sandwiches. He didn't even want to ask me. And he said, yes, please, if you can. I said, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be back for you tomorrow. And they live in a square box behind a tire place. And I'm just so, so, so horrible.
Lord Jesus. My God, saints, do you hear this compassion? Do you hear this level of love? Praise God. And concern about those who are homeless and helpless and to respond to God, hallelujah, to go and feed the hungry. Praise the Lamb of God. I am touched myself, sweetheart.
When I got on that bus to my vision and I was telling my client, you know, testifying to her and telling her, and the Lord just told me, and I was like, I wonder who that man was on that bus. And he told me, he said, that was me. That was me, and I just couldn't even, almost couldn't hold it together because it was so beautiful,
God.
The love that I felt from him, but
my.
Yet the sadness for the homeless, and it just, I can't even begin to tell you. the feeling that I felt was just incredible.
Oh, my God.
Well, we think a sandwich is some water. That's nothing. But the pair of shoes that we just leave in the closet, there's so many people who need that. And if this is where he's leading me to go, then by all means, I'm going. That's it.
I was just sharing. I'm about to go through my closets and do a big giveaway. And do a big giveaway to those who I let. I used give it to the young men in my church that can wear it. And one young man that I've been giving a lot to, I told him I had some more stuff for him. He said, man, I'm going to have to get me buy me a house to put all this stuff. I ain't got no room for it. And I turned to walk away and said, that's enough for him. It's time to give it to the needy now. And that's what I'm going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. You have touched my heart in a great way. Oh, boy, Albertine, down in California, feeding the hungry at the behest of God, responding to the mandate. I was teaching the gifts last night. Praise the Lamb of God. While I was teaching on the gifts, my thrust in that was, praise the Lamb of God. I don't care how gifted you are. If you cannot hear God and respond to his voice, your gift is moving at half mast. And to maximize your gift, maximize your potential, your ear must be in tune to God. God comes, he gives you vision. You seek the interpretation. God interprets it for you, and then you respond it. I am so happy for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Albertine, Albertine, Albertine. I'm happy
well,
for you.
Well, because of people like you and your ministry and your passion for God and your love for God, and just to go out and teach others because you love him and you trust him so much, it teaches us to love him and to trust him. And your passion about teaching his word and belief, it gives us hope. It gives us belief. You really touch a lot of lives. And I pray that God just continues to bless you, bless your ministry. Just whatever it is that you're in need of, I will be on my knees every day just praying and asking God just to please meet your needs so you can help meet ours.
Well,
thank you
pray
for
me, sweetheart. Praise the Lamb of God, and I'm going to do likewise for you. Let me see. Somebody else might want to speak on this. Error code 832, your mic is hot.
Hi, Prophet, this is Stephen. Hey, I need a little prayer today. I have an exam at 3. I'm studying economics. I feel like I'm doing okay with it. And the other thing is that God has brought a lady into my life. Her name is Kelly. She's from the Dallas area. And I'm asking God for direction. I'm asking him to lead me and what he wants me to do with her, because I really felt like he was telling me that he wanted me to court her.
Okay. Well, then we're gonna pray for you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Matter of fact, our prayer, my son in the ministry here, Elder White, praise the Lamb. Your mic is hot, Elder White. Praise God. He is going to lead us in prayer. How you doing, son?
I'm good, Prophet. How are you today?
Oh, just missing you, man. I thought you was going to be with me last night. You know, my heart dropped. I said, oh, Raphael is not here. Praise the Lord. But I know you have other assignments and things that you'll be involved in. I just want to also praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Say, I want you to pray for Albertine today, Raphael, because of her, the strength of her testimony today. I don't want that to be underlooked or undertaken, because I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God, for her just to be able to say that God told her to get 10 loaves of bread, the 10 packages of meat, praise the Lamb of God, 3 packages of cheese, make sandwiches, and go out and give them to the hungry. And following the voice of the divine, praise the Lamb of God, has caused her soul to flood as God has gave her vision. I want a protection prayer, and I want increased prayer prayed on her life today. Praise the Lamb of God. And then our son Stephen is here. Praise the Lamb. He has a very important exam coming up today. We want to pray for him. Plus, he wants direction in this newfound friend, praise the Lamb of God, whether he should go forth courting and what have you in pursuing a relationship there. Praise God. Don't forget to seek the shut-in and all that's happening in our world right now. My heart dropped. There's a little girl who need a lung transplant, and her mother is pleading for a donor and what have you. I saw that on the news this morning. Anthony,
I think we'll be healed. You do not need that lung transplant in Jesus' name.
Anthony, who is on our page, on the LaShawn's post, praise the Lamb of God. Her son has something wrong with his brain, and the doctors are saying that everything that's going on with his brain in the negative is at an accelerated pace. So we know a God that is able. Grandmama and them used to say he's a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Praise the Lamb of God. So we want to go to the throne of God today. Come on, Elder White. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, God. You're worthy of our worship. Jesus, you're worthy of God. Thank you. Thank you, God. And God, you are worthy, oh God. And we bless your name, oh God, because you're worthy. Hallowed be your name, oh God, and all the earth, oh God.
We bless you, O God, hallelujah, for just another day, God, to bless your name, for another day to worship you, for another day to honor your name, O God. We thank you for another opportunity to step into your presence, O God. We bless your name today, God. Father, we come repenting, O God, for any sin, God, or any shortcoming, O God, that we may have done, O God, that wasn't pleasing to your sight, O God, that was contrary to your will, O God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you forgive us, O God. In the name of Jesus, cover in your blood, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your blood that purifies, your blood that cleanses, oh God. Your blood, oh God, that washes us white as snow, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that you would rest on us today, oh God. In the name of Jesus. My sister Albertine, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Rest on her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that a priest anointing, God, would fall on her even now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, because of her obedience, oh God, that she will have abundance and overflow, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you declare in your word that we've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread, oh God,
hallelujah,
in the name of Jesus. So God, we ask that right now, God, that you would raise the standard around my sister, oh God. God, that you would lift her up on every leaning side, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that favor would be hers today, God, in the name of Jesus, that everything that she touched would begin to prosper, oh God, in the name
in the name of Jesus, oh God. And oh God, in the name of Jesus, even we ask, oh God, that you bless that person, oh God, that he tried the court, oh God. And if it's you, oh God, give him a sign, oh God. Give him a wonder, oh God, that it's you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you would give him a peace in his spirit about it. Father, in the name of Jesus, show him, God, what real love is, oh God. Show him, oh God, what unconditional love is, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask today, God, that you would have your way in his life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, if it's not you, God, we ask, oh God, that you would show him in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, bless the sick today, bless the shedding, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask that your healing power, God, would fall on your people today, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, step into the hospital rooms, oh God, and breathe life today, God. In the name of Jesus, touch the homeless today, God. Touch those, God, that may not have family, God, that may not have people to love them, oh God. Show them your love, God. Show them your peace, God. Show them your joy today, God. In the name of Jesus. And God, we bless you because you're worthy, oh God. We bless you because you're majesty, God. We bless you, oh God, because you're Jehovah Rapha. We bless you, oh God, because you're Jehovah Nisi. We bless you, oh God, and we bless in, God, even deep into your presence, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Touch Prophet Shakespeare today, God. Touch the anointing, oh God, that's on his life, oh God. We ask, oh God, for a deeper relationship with you, oh God. A deeper place of hearing you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And we bless your name. And it all is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and bless God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for praying, sons and daughters. Hallelujah, my God, my Woo! my God, we thank and praise God for our son Raphael. Praise the Lamb of God, Elder White. Praise God who has led us to the throne of God today. Thank you, thank you, thank you, son. Praise God for petitioning the throne of grace for us today. Of course, our daughter, praise God, Albertine, who is out in California. Praise God, we are encouraging you to continue in your walk and in the faith. And then to our brother Stephen, praise the Lamb. Hopefully, hallelujah, you will receive the direction through your prayer life. Praise the Lamb of God, your interaction. I'm sure it will be revealed to you. Praise the Lamb of God. But I say don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God to pursue a relationship. Hallelujah. But at the same time, of course, be very prayerful as you go. And the Lord will reveal, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, what his perfect will is, as well as, praise the Lamb of God, the will of another. Praise the Lord. We are so blessed to be here today. I thank and praise God for each of you. If you're listening to my voice and you would like to call in to be a part of our live studio today, praise God. Our number is area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and you can come and be a live participant in our studio. We're live here from Southfield, Michigan. Beautiful day in the city today, praise God. And we thank and praise God for all that he is doing in this season, praise the Lamb of God in our life and for us, praise God. Don't forget, hallelujah, three powerful nights of intercessory prayer, praise the Lamb of God, at the Greater Ebenezer Church, hallelujah, there on Warwick and Finkel Avenue in the city of Detroit, Warwick and Finkel Avenue, praise God. The Greater Ebenezer, here it is, Greater Ebenezer Church, praise the Lamb of God, pastored by Pastor Murphy Sr., praise the Lamb of God, three nights tonight, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, is going to be opened up with William Murphy III, the praise is what I do, singer and writer, praise the Lamb of God. He will be in the house tonight preaching and ministering. Some of you only know him from singing, but William Murphy III is an awesome, awesome, praise the Lamb of God, singer. He is awesome, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in preaching and ministering the word also. He is a pastor out of Atlanta, Georgia, and two locations, one church and two locations now, and you definitely want to make your way in the house tonight. Then tomorrow night, praise the Lamb of God, the senior pastor, Pastor William Murphy, senior, is going to be there, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in his church, in his own pulpit, bringing the word of God. And then Friday night, Bishop William H. Murphy Jr., praise the Lamb of God, will be there. You have three generations there, the Father, praise the Lamb of God, the Son, hallelujah, and his son, all William Murphys, praise the Lamb of God, senior, William Murphy II, William Murphy Jr., all there, praise the Lamb of God, William Murphy III, rather, all there under one roof, one behind another, praise the Lamb of God. You want to be there for each night. Then Saturday, they're doing a special workshop, praise the Lamb of God, that requires a registration, so you have to contact the Great Ebenezer Church, praise the Lamb of God, concerning that, hallelujah, for the intercessory prayer, teaching, and what have you. Of course, praise the Lamb of God, I will be down in Bowling Green, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, Kentucky, on this weekend, Friday night, ministering myself, and then Saturday morning, praise the Lamb of God, in classes, hallelujah, oh, and breakouts, so that we can bring together intercessory prayer again, praise the Lamb of God. It's fire on Friday in Kentucky, and we have been elected to go, praise God, there at the Trinity Baptist Church, Full Gospel Baptist Church, with Overseer Beeson, who is the pastor, and we will be there at 220 Center Street, 220 Center Street in Bolingbrook, Praise the Lamb. I keep saying Bolingbrook because I'm thinking of Bolingbrook, Illinois. Bowling Green, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Kentucky, Bowling Green, Kentucky. We will be there, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord willing, this Friday night and Saturday morning. Hallelujah. Doing impartations, activations, things of that nature, prophesying. We will be in the house there with Overseer Beeson, praise the Lamb, Bishop Prister. Hallelujah. Our regional director, Fred Consuelo Roach, praise the Lamb of God, and also Overseer, praise the Lamb, all the way from Ohio. Hallelujah. Mansfield, Ohio, will be joining us Saturday to do some teaching for us also. Hallelujah. And Renee Collins, praise the Lamb of God. She will be there also. Overseer Renee Collins will be there. All that is missing is you, praise the Lamb of God. So come on and be a part, praise the Lamb of God, of this powerful move of God as we go and do the will of God, praise the Lamb of God, in the earth continuously. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I tell you, there is no God, hallelujah, like our God, hallelujah, there is no God like our God. And I thank and praise God for all, praise the Lamb of God, that he is doing in this season. Oh, Lord, what a wonderful, wonderful time we had last night. Praise the Lamb of God. Is Bertha on the line? Bertha, if you hear push, there she is. Bertha, push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to talk about the power of the Lord that was there. Praise the Lamb of God in the building last night. Oh, Raphael missed it too, and I'm glad he should have been there. Praise the Lord. Hi, Bertha.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be telling me you're sorry. You told me you wouldn't leave until Wednesday or Thursday this week. You would be with me. Oh, Raphael, you missed it.
I know.
That's what you get for playing hooky. There you go. Praise the Lord. How you doing, Bertha?
I'm blessed, Prophet. How are you? I rest.
I'm blessed. Just messing with Raphael. Praise the Lord. Elder White is something else, I tell you. Praise the Lord.
I'm glad you got him today and not me.
Yeah, he didn't want to come there and serve me, help me out or nothing. He just wanted to stay at home and watch TV or something. I know he wasn't doing nothing. Praise the Lord. But it's all right. I love him. I can't help it. I love him. It's all right. He can mistreat me. It's all right. I love him anyway. Okay, Bertha, talk to the people. Tell them what we did last night. Hallelujah. There for our power, boy. I tell you the truth.
And that's what it was, our power. We have been taught on the fivefold ministry for years, but God took us to a deeper understanding and revelation of the operating of the offices of the fivefold ministry. And then after the awesome revelation, my God, the prayer, like you said, you was in rare form last night, Prophet. I could feel the fire. God used you mightily. Yes, he did. The prophecies, my God, they just was flowing.
Yes, Lord.
Was flowing.
Yes, Lord. And you know, it was revelation knowledge too, because what the Lord was doing was calling out, praise the Lamb of God, the giftings and what have you of the people, praise the Lamb of God, that was coming to the altar. And that was phenomenal, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and you know, at the same time, we gave out those questionnaires, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, for everyone to fill out, about 100 questions for everyone to fill out, praise God, so that we could identify.
It's 120, Prophet.
Is it what?
I think it's 120 questions.
120 questions. I know I read through them, praise the Lamb of God. It's 120 questions that Bertha filled us out last night. Praise, matter of fact, I think she was first to hand it in. Praise the Lamb. She filled us out sitting right there in the sanctuary last night. And I asked them to give me a piece of paper identifying what they believe or know is their spiritual gifting, and then fill out the forms. And so they was filling out the forms and things of this nature and turning them in, just walking to the altar, putting them up there while I was lecturing. And then, praise the Lamb of God, when the activations come, without me looking at them, I'm calling out their giftings, praise the Lamb of God. That was awesome, praise the Lamb. And I just the level of the Spirit, the anointing, was so powerful, and it was so heavy on me last night until I couldn't get myself together, praise the Lamb of God, almost till I laid down last night. I'm telling you, it was really, really a heavy and powerful anointing, and I thank and praise God. Hallelujah, my goodness, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, all
of you.
Because,
say what now?
You were calling out some things that was just blowing my mind on me. All I can do is just stand there. I could just barely digest it. I was like, wow.
It was awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. I was so glad you were there in the house. Praise the, and your girlfriend came back. Praise the Lamb of God. She was there also. I saw her sitting in the back and coming to the altar also. People of God, you are invited to come and share with us on Tuesday night. Right there, praise the Lamb of God, at Silvery Lane and Ford Road in Dearborn, Michigan. You're welcome to come. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not too far outside of Detroit. It's right on the edge of Detroit and right in between Detroit and the airport, praise God. And you can come and be a part of this move of God as we are teaching, igniting, acknowledging, praise the Lamb of God, and imparting spiritual gifts, activating the gifts in the believer, praise the Lamb of God, and formulating a ministry, praise the Lamb of God, of spiritual gifts, hallelujah, instead of auxiliaries, a ministry of spiritual giftings. That's what we're doing, Lamb of God, as we're repositioning the Truth Church. And I thank and praise God for all that he's doing in this season. Thank you, Bertha. Thank you so much, sweetheart, for being with us today and being there on last night, praise the Lamb of God, worshiping with us. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, LaShawn came back last night. I know the Lord was on her heavy also. Praise the Lamb of God. We thank God.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah, he was on her, praise God. Matter of fact, we had to lay her down and let her lay on the floor and get some ministering. To her, praise the Lamb of God, as the infilling and the impartation was taking place. I just love God. I just love what he's doing in this season. Praise God, to be able to teach on the ascension gifts and then walk in the mantle thereof, all in the same night, under the same breath. That was awesome all by itself. And we thank
yes,
and
it
praise.
Was.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I wish I could just put everybody on a plane and buses and cars and do whatever we need to do and just get all of PSM and our listeners to come and share with us, praise the Lamb of God, in these sessions, because I know it would be fruitful and very, very powerful for their lives. I'm a different kind of preacher, pastor, you know, by being a prophet and stuff like that. I see deeper. I get deeper revelation, and I move in what the Lord shows me, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm not in motion like your average, praise the Lamb of God, because of the way God deals with me. But I love the people of God. I have a compassion, hallelujah, for the people, that to help them understand the power within them, praise the Lamb of God, to understand the power within them. And that's what we started out last night, Bertha, talking about the power within, that's untapped potential. In the spirit realm, yeah, you know, and that there are so many believers that are not aware of their spiritual giftings, and they're sitting in the pews, they're frustrated, they're watching people flow in their various giftings and what have you, but they never get the opportunity to exercise theirs because it's sitting there dormant. And the entertainment. The entertainment hour is over for the church. We're going to have to wake up and come to grips with this, that people want more than coming to sit to watch. People want more than to come and act like that they're at the movies, praise the Lamb of God, when there's so much for them to grasp and grow and develop until it bursts forth and participating. And the way that 1 Corinthians, praise the Lamb of God, 12, describes the gifts, it's supposed to be working and active in the believers, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, according to Ephesians, to bring us into that perfect measure, praise, and stature of Jesus Christ. But we can't do that, praise the Lamb, if we're not going to allow the giftings in people to be brought out. For whatever our inhibitions or our fears is, and some leaders, whatever our inhibitions and fears are, praise the Lamb of God, with the way our membership will change and what have you, because we have been so locked into a pattern, praise the Lamb of God, of what church is and what church is supposed to do. And it's been a monkey see, monkey do syndrome, praise the Lamb of God, that has permeated the church. And so everybody come in church and we do the same thing. This one has a better choir. This one has a better praise team, or this and this preacher is more gifted in their oratorical skills and things of that nature. But when it comes down to really, praise the Lamb of God, what is important to God and the Spirit is that the membership, pray, as we call it, these disciples are being made disciples so that they can go out and utilize their gifts for the witnessing and salvation plan of the world. And the problem of their lives in the fact that we are crippled, we suffer with spiritual paralysis because no one is teaching us. No one is bringing the gifts out in us that's in us. One of the blessings of CSMI, praise the Lamb of God, in our page, Bertha, is because gifts are birthing on our page. Praise the Lamb of God. People are moving in the prophetic on our page who have never spoke a word in a church, have never prophesied or anything. But on our page, they're learning, praise the Lamb of God, through this show and the page, they're learning how to flow, praise the Lamb of God. Their gifts are being activated, and now they are becoming a participant. This young woman who was just on here, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, Abertine, praise the Lamb of God. She's hearing God. God is giving her instructions. Praise the Lamb of God. He's given her visions and dreams, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes to down to what he would have her to do in the world with her ministry of helps. That's the gift of helps. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
hallelujah. That's all that is. It's the gift of helps in operation. Praise the Lamb of God. But it's connected to the prophetic. How is it connected to prophetic? She hear God on when to use it.
Uh-huh.
Who to use it to. What he would have her to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when the church comes to this realization, we're going to be able to win a sin trying world. Praise the Lamb of God. But nothing's going to happen as long as we're just sitting there rocking side to side, bumping shoulders, high-fiving each other. High-five your neighbor. Tell your neighbor this. Tell your neighbor that. Praise the Lamb of God. But when we leave, we don't speak to the neighbors on our block. We don't witness to nobody because we do not show in power.
You said something very powerful last night. That's why the two ladies are coming to your services, because they want to be taught. They're hungry for the word of the prophetic, to know how to operate and what's in them. They know what's in them, they just don't know how to access it. And you said something, and all I could do just sit there, and God always bring it back to me. The first apostle, Helen London, when she was praying for me, she says, "You have the prophecy all in your skin. You walk in the office of a prophetess. Why are you not prophesying? God, I'm shocked God have not killed you." But what she didn't know that God knew was I had not been released from my shepherd.
that makes a difference. And you said something, we sit with our gifts and we just sitting on it because we're not being released by our shepherds. So we have in walking in obedience to what the word says, obey your shepherd. You know, we just can't walk out and say, well, even though they know what's in us, just get up and use it because we're out of order. But if I sat there and I said, God, you didn't kill me because you knew I had not been released. And then they said, I see a difference in you. Where are you going? I say, well, I'm on a ministry page and I'm going with your prophet says this church. You don't have to announce what you're doing. God lets other people see in you what he is cultivating and bringing forth. And then they get hungry for what they see in you and they want it.
My God, my God. My God, you are so very right. Praise the Lamb of God. And I tell you, when the people of God are exposed, praise the Lamb of God, to what's inside of them, praise God, and this is brought out of them and placed in their hands and say, God has given you a gift. He wants you to utilize this for his glory and also for you to profit from, praise the Lamb of God. There is no greater motivation for participating in the kingdom than recognizing that I have something that God gave me that's supernatural. It's superimposed to me, praise the Lamb of God, and I can use it spiritually, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. I can use my spiritual gift every day of my life, if need to.
Mm-hmm.
I can walk in this, praise the Lamb of God, and it will give glory to God, hallelujah, as well as I can utilize it in my life with my family, my children, praise the Lamb of God, on my job, in school, or wherever I am. The problem, praise the Lamb of God, with us as believers is we have come to a plateau, praise the Lamb of God, in our ministries, whereas that we have just become satisfied, praise the Lamb. We have just become satisfied with sitting in pews, praise the Lamb of God, and not receiving nothing that is going to bring out, praise the Lamb of God, what the Bible says is in us, the latter-day anointing. Outpouring,
right.
Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Why this has not been acknowledged in the church, I do not know, praise the Lamb of God, but it's being acknowledged at the true church, hallelujah, because this is the will of God for our lives, praise the Lamb. And when we get into this deep enough, we're going to find a greater level of participation, praise the Lamb of God. Now, there are some churches that I know that's doing this. My friend down in Baton Rouge, praise the Lamb of God, is moving his people into the prophetic realm. Praise the Lamb of God. My friend in Homer, hallelujah, overseer, Andrews, he's leading his people in the prophetic. There are some that's been awakened. Their eyes have been opened, and they're starting to understand and see, praise the Lamb. It's more than about having, you know, the choir sung the day. Praise the Lamb of God. It's more to ministry than that. Those are not spiritual giftings. Praise the Lamb of God. Some superimposed gifts, hallelujah, as musicians and things of this nature. But in the fact of, praise the Lamb of God, the salvific nature of them, they are not spiritual giftings. Praise the Lamb of God. They're not listed as spiritual giftings. Praise God for us to utilize in order to win souls and to build up one another. Iron sharpens iron. Our gifts have diversities. They are different, but they should all merge together at some point, like all the various members of my body, and work together to transport me, to allow me to eat, to reach out, to grab, and do whatever it is that is necessary. Praise the Lamb of God. This is a powerful, powerful, plateau that we stand on in a pivoting point in church history, praise the Lamb of God, as we have known it. It is changing, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
Everybody better get ready for the shift. We've been saying get ready for the shift, get ready for the shift, and we don't even know what we're talking about. But the shift is, praise the Lamb of God, the shift is come, brothers and sisters.
Yes, it is.
Go ahead, girl. Speak.
You also brought out about the gifts of how we some covered others' gifts, and God can be done, bless you with an anointing, and you can't operate in what God has given you because you won't, you're covering the other man's anointing. So if God can't trust you with little, he's not going to trust you with greater.
That's true. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, you're right about that. Praise God. We have to learn how to walk in our anointings and in our abilities in humility and serve under our leaders. Praise the Lamb of God, who God has placed us under, our apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers that God has placed over us. Praise the Lamb of God for our good, to shepherd us, and has given them hearts for us. Praise the Lamb of God, to minister to us and to rebuke us, to correct us. Praise the Lamb of God, and give us direction. As gifted people, many times, praise the Lamb of God, Satan gets in the mix and causes us to think, praise the Lamb of God, that we are greater than our pastor. Causes us to think, praise the Lamb of God, that we got it going on with God greater than the apostle, or greater than, praise the Lamb of God, whoever it is, praise the Lamb, that is over us. But we must remember that the Holy Spirit has given them the oversight, praise the Lamb of God. The Holy Spirit has given them the right of shepherding you, praise the Lamb. And so, therefore, we should always remain in humility. We should always remain humble, praise the Lamb of God, at what God has positioned us. I serve under my man of God, praise the Lamb of God. I know I'm an apostle, praise the Lamb. I know the Lord has revealed himself to me. I have seen the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, in theophanies and what have you. I know God speaks to me, praise the Lamb of God. I recognize my anointings and this, that, and another. But my man of God is my man of God, praise the Lamb of God. And I know how to serve under my man of God with all of my anointings and what have you, with all of the blessings that God has blessed me with in giftings. I still know how to follow, praise the Lamb. That's why I'm submitted up under Paul Morton and the full gospel. I know how to serve. I know how to walk up under somebody, praise the Lamb of God, and take directives and things of this nature, hallelujah, even with the anointing and giftings I have. So that's a vital importance, praise the Lamb of God. Some people just get out of whack when it comes down to their anointings. They minister, praise the Lamb of God, and people go to shouting and stuff, and they think they are, you know, what's making it happen. Praise the Lamb of God. You didn't make it happen. God made it happen. Hallelujah. You didn't make it happen. You didn't make, he preached unto them, people did this, she sung unto, you didn't make that happen. That was the Spirit of God. That wasn't your spirit. Sit your happy self down when you finish. God used you. And he can use you today and never use you again.
Amen.
Don't short circuit your anointing and your gifting, praise the Lamb of God, through your own arrogance and foolishness, that you make something happen. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay. Don't nobody like that part of the play. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. Don't nobody like that part. But I'm telling you, that is what, praise the Lamb of God, you need to hear as it relates to what we're talking about. Because if we cannot come into the place, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, If we cannot come into the place, praise the Lamb of God, or where God has us in this season of empowerment, in this season of the outpouring, praise the Lamb, as mighty as it is, if we can't follow one another, then we're going to be against one another.
Amen.
If we can't submit to one another, then we're going to be in war with one another. And that would just cause do some flips. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That would cause Satan to have a field day party on us. Woo-wee. Look at them fighting each other. They can't submit to each other. My hand, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, it works, but it still is submissive to my foot. It don't go down and try to grab my foot and stop it from walking.
That's right.
That's crazy.
Because
you need your foot to walk. We need each other. Praise the Lamb of God. We need each other. So submitting one to another, praise the Lamb of God, and coming into the oneness. If you read Ephesians, when it first opened up, Ephesians 4, it talks about the unity of the oneness. Praise the Lamb of God. Endeavoring, praise the Lamb of God, to keep the unity.
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Endeavoring to keep, praise the Lamb of God, the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Praise the Lamb of God. That should be before you get a gift. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Praise the Lamb of God, that we should be trying to make sure that there's peace, harmony, and love amongst us as brothers and sisters in Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Knowing how to walk, knowing how to utilize our gift, because you've been taught, you've been trained, your gift is in operation. Praise the Lamb of God, and you're there to use your gift at gifting time. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what God is doing. Boy, I wasn't even meaning to go this way, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to the show today. But I'm so glad we did, because this is very much needed in the body of Christ. And you saints that's listening to my voice, praise the Lamb of God, and hear me. And there's going to be those who disagree with me, but, you know, I'm a prophet. I'm out here to be disagreed with. It does not matter to me what they disagree with. Tell them to disagree with the Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. Tell them to disagree with the four of Ephesians. Tell them to disagree with, praise the Lamb of God, the gifts. Praise the Lamb. I'll tell you what the problem is. Praise God. There's a lot of those of us who are leaders in ministries and stuff who can't say, I made a mistake. There's a lot of leaders and stuff who can't say,
amen.
Praise the Lamb of God, that I've been teaching this the wrong way. There's a lot of us, praise the Lamb of God, who will still prescribe the same medicine to an individual till they kill them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Without stopping and saying, I'm giving them the wrong prescription. Praise the Lamb of God. I need to change that prescription, praise the Lamb of God, so that this person can be made whole, can grow, praise the Lamb of God, and be used of God, because that's what God put us in position for, not to in bondage and enslave people to ourselves, praise the Lamb of God, by keeping them blind, by keeping them not knowing. I heard a preacher say that before, praise the Lamb of God. You don't want to teach them too much. You teach them too much, you're going to have trouble. I said, what? If you teach them too much, you're going to have trouble. Praise the Lord. Leave them ignorant. Leave them. Just keep them coming to church. That's not what God has ordered. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I need them to understand who they are as the church of Christ, as a citizen in the kingdom. They need to understand their authority. They need to understand their ability. And they need to understand, as an ambassador, what God would have them to do in the world every day of their lives, and that is win souls to Jesus Christ and to the kingdom of Christ. This is the answer, people of God, to all that we're seeing in our world today. This is the answer. This will turn things around for us, praise the Lamb of God, if the believers can get into position, praise the Lamb of God, and understanding their anointing and their gifting. They will utilize them in their home. They will utilize them in the marketplace. They will utilize them on the college campus, the high school campus, and we will stop letting Satan, praise the Lamb of God, and his demons run us rampant, praise the Lamb of God. Because the first we will realize is what I shared with the whole crowd last night. Because you believe the word of God and you have been converted and filled with the Holy Ghost, you have power over the devil of hell.
That's right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Don't be deceived. You have power over him. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yes, you do. My God,
you know,
in heaven, I'm going
to take that on a medical level. A prophet, Alicia, was just talking on Monday. And as we were talking, I said, you know, Alicia, I'm just sitting here and looking at God's creation and just magnifying the Lord. I said, the Lord just spoke to me. For every sickness, disease, and virus, there's a different antibiotic. One antibiotic don't cure it all. There's a different antibiotic for every level of disease or virus or sickness. Same way with the word of God. There is a different scripture in the Bible to fit every situation that you have. One scripture doesn't work on everything. That's why God gave us a different word through his inspired men as he instructed them to write it. For whatever situation we have in life, God has given us an antibiotic in the word of God.
My God in heaven. My God in heaven.
I need prosperity. I can't go and pray scriptures on healing because scriptures on healing is not going to bring me a financial blessing. If I need to be delivered from something, a scripture on wisdom is not going to deliver me from demons and oppression. I need the right antibiotic to fit the sickness in order for the cure to happen.
That's right. And there are different types of antibiotics. That's for different symptoms and different viruses that attack us. All antibiotics cannot treat the same thing.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! This is very, very interesting and very powerful. We got another caller. Let's see what she's saying. Praise the Lamb. We back down in the country again. Down in California. Echo 818. This got to be Kimmy here. Hello? I can't hear you.
Hey, Bob. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. How you doing?
Hey, Father. How are you? God is good. Just listening to the message.
Oh, praise God, man. My God, this message is hot. Bertha teaching it by herself now. Praise the Lamb of Bertha didn't grab this. She on fire with it. Praise the Lord. But that's what happened to us last night. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Something ignited in all of us last night as we these gifts and activated them. Praise the Lamb of God and brought people into a knowledge of who and what they have received from God, who they are in God and what God. I mean, Jesus died to do this. It's right there. When he had risen from the grave, he ascended on high and laid captivity captive that he might give gifts unto men. And we have these precious gifts, but what good is a gift if you don't know you have it?
Right.
Or what good is a gift if you're just singing it inside your house? If you're a gifted singer, there's people, no doubt, who could record the best-selling songs ever recorded. But if they don't know that they have the talent and the gift, nobody pulls it out of them. That's not good. We need someone to see what we can't see. And then we need someone to teach us and show us, Praise the Lamb of God. What we don't understand about what God has given us. Praise the Lamb of God. This would bring a whole lot of people out of what I call birth of spiritual depression.
Mm.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Feeling that you're nobody in God. Feeling that, well, you know, I'm a member of the church and I go to church and this, that, and another. Praise. But there's nothing that ignites inside of you, praise the Lamb of God, that God uses you in a way to allow you to know that you're special, Jesus Christ. And we must come, praise the Lamb of God, to that, praise the Lamb of God, to that point. Every day of our life, we must realize, hallelujah, just how important that is when it comes down to our life and our living. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, my God, my God. What an awesome show. Praise the Lamb of God. Awesome talk and conversation we are having here. Praise the Lamb of God. We must, you know, as I was sharing last night, we must understand the functions, praise the Lamb of God, of each one of the ascension gifts before we move to what they call the secondary gifts. I see all gifts on the same level myself, praise the Lamb of God, but, you know, they have classified this, that, this is this kind of gift, this is that kind of gift. But all the gifts, praise the Lamb of God, you get a gift from God, hallelujah, you weren't born with it, God give you something extra and deposited in your spirit, praise the Lamb of God, you have a major gifting to me, praise the Lamb of God, because it came from God, hallelujah. But we must understand the ascension gifts of the apostle, prophet, praise the Lamb of God, evangelist, and teacher. We must understand their anointings and their interchangeableness so that we can, praise the Lamb of God, submit to their leadership without having a whole lot of controversy going on. Praise God. There's a lot of men who would be in church today if they were taught properly, praise the Lamb of God, about the ascension gifts and how important it is to that development of becoming what God would have them to be. Praise the Lamb of God. We need all of these giftings active, praise the Lamb of God, and working in the church so that we can become, praise God, what God would have us to be without retardation. Hallelujah.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. If you don't have, praise the Lamb of God, all that you're supposed to be equipped with in life, praise the Lamb, in the physical, then they say you have a retardation. Praise the Lamb of God. If you don't have all that you're supposed to be equipped with in the spiritual, then something has retarded your growth. You've been in church 20 years, and all you do is come to church and sit on the pew, and no one has tapped in to see whether or not you've been filled with the Holy Ghost. That's what they had to ask, praise the Lamb of God, in the book of Acts, when the apostles showed up after Philip had did an evangelistic tour, he converted the whole city. They had to come ask a question. Since you believe, have you been filled with the Holy Ghost? They said, we ain't never even heard if there is any Holy Ghost. So we ain't never heard of the Holy Ghost. That's the way people are about the giftings today. Praise the Lamb of God. They understand, and they're hearing people say, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. They're hearing people saying, if you don't have the Holy Spirit and the gift of tongue, praise the Lamb of God, that means you're not saved. They teach it all of this erroneous, praise the Lamb of God, doctrine, but at the same time, they're not telling you, what does that mean? If I have the gift of tongue, praise the Lamb of God, how does it benefit God? How does it benefit me? Praise the Lamb of God. You just want me to get it to prove that I'm saved. Now I'm walking around babbling without a purpose.
Right.
That does not make sense. That does not make sense. Praise the Lamb of God. And then we act like it's the only spiritual gift. Praise God. We act like it's the only gift that you're supposed to have is the gift of tongue. Praise the Lamb. Yeah. And we seek that gift, and we get it, and then we sit up babbling. Praise God. But Paul said, yeah, I would all of you would speak in tongues. That's a powerful gift. Praise the Lord, for all of you to get. But I would rather that you all prophesy.
That's right.
They that speak in tongues speak to God, to our self-edification. You're not helping nobody else. Excuse me. You're not helping anyone else while you're speaking in tongues. But if you prophesying, you are. Praise the Lamb of God. Now you're building up somebody. Hallelujah. Now, if your tongue gives you the gift of interpretation of tongue and this, that, and another, praise the Lamb, now you are of vital importance to the church and to us, praise the Lamb of God, that you can interpret the tongue as God is speaking back through somebody's tongue in a prophetic manner. You can interpret what it's saying. Praise the Lamb of God. That's a beautiful gifting. But just to sit up and talk, to speak in tongues, my goodness, you ain't helping nobody. The gift of healing helps people.
Yes, it does.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Why is there not a ministry of healing in our churches? Where are the people with the gift of healing? Don't nobody know, because nobody has tried to find out who has this gifting. Don't nobody know, and then have nobody taught them how to maximize, praise the Lamb of God, their gifting.
Amen.
Yes.
That they're sick among you, praise the Lamb of God, they can send for these anointed elders. These mature ones, praise the Lamb of God, with these giftings.
Yes, Lord.
Just see? Don't nobody want to see what I see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Nobody want to really see what I see and how powerful and effective it would be. Suppose you're in a church with 500 people and you had 30 people in there who had the gift of healing, and they all in classes and in prayer together, setting up fast sessions and everything in order for this gifting to mature to its peak. Praise the Lamb of God, as an anointing in the church, as well as, praise the Lamb of God, when they go out on the street, they can perform miracles, praise the Lamb of God, that will shock people into belief.
Amen.
That's what Jesus was doing. He was shocking people into belief through the anointing that was on his life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's why he had such great following, because they saw people's legs growing. They saw the paralytic get up, the paralegic get up. They saw the eyes of the blind man open. They saw all of this. Praise the Lamb of God. Through the gift of healing and restoration being in operation. The gift is available to us now. Praise the Lamb of God. They brought demonics to Jesus. We could not cast them out. They brought them to Jesus.
Yes, they did.
And Jesus would cast them out. That's why he had a great following. Praise God. Jesus said, we'll do greater works if the church is embracing the gifts that's in the mantle of Jesus. And that's all these gifts are, praise the Lamb of God, gifts that's in the mantle of Jesus.
Amen.
If we were really walking in them, we would have to take people in church in the street. They wouldn't have time to get to the house of prayer. They would be saying, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized right here? That's a swimming pool. Can you baptize me in there? They would be accepting Jesus Christ as Lord of their life. The believer is weak. The believer is quiet. The believer is out of touch with God. The believer is out of touch with his giftings. We are not aware of who we are in God. And so Satan has a day on us and over us. Praise the Lamb.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Mess me all the way up. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God in heaven. My God.
Oh, Jesus. Woo!
What a wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
I'm going to teach it, put it into operation. I'm going to show it, and I'm going to write a man on it. Praise the Lamb of God. See, this will bring the believer into the priesthood, praise the Lamb of God, of Christ Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
They would understand their priesthood. They would understand how important prayer is in connection with their gifting. I understand how important prayer is in opening up my ear, praise the Lamb of God, in opening my eyes on a daily basis, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. How important prayer is to feed my spirit so I can feed the people of God. How important prayer is, praise the Lamb of God, so that my prophetic utterances will be pure. How important prayer is in the presence of God, praise the Lamb of God. When the priesthood of the believer, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, which is the Melchizedek anointing that's on the life of Christ, hallelujah, he would come in the spirit of Melchizedek. Now he gives us his spirit. What spirit do you have?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. So then we are the intercessors.
That's right.
We are those, praise the Lamb of God, that's empowered. But if you don't recognize it, then you won't do nothing. You won't do nothing about it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
You
have to recognize it.
I'm so glad you brought up prayer, because yesterday God gave me an interpretation of that. And he gave me a dream, and he gave me an interpretation of the dream. And it was spiritual, that some of the saints are being burglarized spiritually. The backs are not covered. And with the body of Christ, it says, I'm supposed to pray with supplication for all saints. And if we're all praying for each other on the wall, our backs should be covered. But our backs are not covered. And the enemy has watched and has saw the areas that are not covered. And that's the area that he's attacking the body of Christ in. He's coming in through the back door. Because there's an entrance, that door is open.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I concur. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There are so many, praise the Lamb of God, ways that the enemy, hallelujah, is deceiving us as churchmen and as believers. And we just need to wake up and be aware of it. Praise the Lamb. The spirit of Jezebel is operative right in the house. Nobody is discerning it. Where are the prophetic people? How did Jezebel get up and operate in the house and nobody discerned this? Where are the discerners? Where is the spirit of discernment? Well, there's an old lady over there that said, that told the lady that was sitting next to her, that ain't nothing but a Jezebel right there, but that doesn't do no good. If that anointing was and that gifting was plugged into the pastor, praise the Lamb of God, the shepherd of the house, hallelujah, who the spirit of Jezebel is after, hallelujah, that prophetic voice, then, praise the Lamb of God, that person would have went and say, Pastor, hallelujah, many of the prophetic discerners, praise the Lamb, in the house, have all come into agreement that this woman who just joined church has the spirit of Jezebel. So we just serve and want it on you to be very careful and how you deal with her. And then the pastor can take on the stance, praise the Lamb of God, on how to get her right back out that door.
That's right.
Without damaging, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, without damaging the congregation, praise the Lamb. We allow these things to persist, praise the Lord, as though, hallelujah, the church is supposed to accept any criminal, spiritual criminal activity, praise the Lamb of God, there is, that we're supposed to just allow people to do any and everything, praise the Lamb of God, under the guise of the devil, to destroy the house of God, to destroy the people of God and silence the voice that God has placed in the house, because we have not matured, praise the Lamb of God, in our giftings. Where are the watchmen? Praise the Lamb of God. Where are those that's watching? Where is the prophetic greeter? Praise the Lamb of God. That has the discernment when the person comes across the door. Where
Hallelujah.
Is the prophetic greeter? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That should be at the doors. All we looking for is somebody who want to wear a uniform and stand there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Acting like they the church police, getting bubble gum out of people's mouth when demons are coming across the threshold.
Oh, glory to God.
It would be a whole different type of church if we operated in the spiritual anointing, praise the Lamb of God, and power that God has given us. Hallelujah. We let the devil come in. We let the devil set up shop. We allow this to happen. We allow it to happen. Then we cry out to God, Lord, have mercy. Lord, this, God, this. Lord, this, God, this. When it's really us, praise the Lamb of God, who the problem. God said, if I get rid of this one, the one down the street coming.
That's right.
You have not set up a watch. I mean, how long is it going to take the church to recognize one statement, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord made that we all should embrace daily? You have an enemy that goes about as a roaring lion. You have an enemy that seeks to devour you. We need to wake up and smell the coffee. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Let me see. Kimmy?
Yes?
Now, Kimmy, talk to me now. Tell me something that's happening down in California. How's the weather today?
It's gloomy. Not that I'm actually at work. So I'm working and keeping busy, and I have to call in every day and get my dose. And God is good. Things are changing for the better, and I thank you for your prayers.
Praise God.
I'm going ahead with my amen. I mean,
I was expecting that email from you.
Yes, I like you know you've been a father like to me, and you've been helping me along the way with my prophetic and with my visions and all the things that's been going on with me. But I'm still struggling a lot with understanding certain things, and I know that's going to come with time and with prayer. I still want to get clarity on things. I you know, been through a lot in the last 6 months, a year dealing with you know, people and not understanding who's really there for me or who's really, you know, your friend or who's in your life just for, you know, to capitalize off things. And that's been a problem for me in my past just because I always see the good in people, you know. So.
Mm.
And I think a lot of things that's happened to me is because of that, you know, because of me not listening to God. And even though, you know, you can have people around you and everybody can tell you that, man, I don't see that person as good for you. But for me, I always tried to find good in people. Always.
Yeah.
You know, even when I was, my mom said when I was a little girl, I did it. You know, she said, everybody in the neighborhood would say, you know, this person is not good, and I'll be the only one that would be the friend. Because I always thought it was something good. But then I always end up, you know, somebody comes along and say, this person is speaking ill about you, or, you know, or this person, you know, does something that makes you realize that they really not your friend. So I'm focused on not really focused, but just praying for God to continue to open that door for me, because that's been a struggle for me. And because of that, it's, you know, hurt me as far as my business. So.
Yeah. But the Lord is restoring and giving back to you
Amen.
In this season. It's a lamb.
Yes,
and opening
he is.
New
he really is. And I think, yeah, I really think that's the reason he allowed me to go through it, so he can remove those people and those things out of my life so I can be able to move forward because, I mean, you know, they were benefiting from it, and it wasn't fair, you know. And I allowed it to happen. Allowed it to happen more than once. So I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Everything that happened to me is a lesson learned. I don't, you know, sit and try to point fingers. I've never been like a victim-like type. And, you know, even though a lot of people say I need to, I've never been one that sit and try to play the victim or try to find wrong or find fault and things. I just kind of move forward and allow God to show me eventually. But it's hard. It's a tough battle. You know, my mom, she's, you know, she's been on dialysis for a couple of years. And, you know, me being able to provide for her and help her, you know, just has hindered that. So, you know, it's tough, you know. But God has kept her and kept me in the midst of it all. And I always say, I always know that regardless of what I'm going through in life, and, you know, I may stumble, but I never fall because I've always pay my tithes, I always sowed seeds. And I learned that very young because, you know, being raised in church. You know, my grandma, my mom, my uncle, and you know, just the minister and the first lady of the church where I come from, that always stressed that. It's like no matter what you do, if you continue to pay your tithes and sow your seeds and your offering, that you may go through something, but God will keep you in the midst of it. And I feel like a lot of people have failed and suffered so much, I may go through it, but God always bring me out. So I'm grateful for that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, you was talking, and I heard you say what, you know, the old people was telling you and your grandmother said and this, that, another. I'm learning now at my juncture in life, praise God, those lessons, praise the Lamb of God, and those principles that are given to us that's scripture-based by our mentors, our grandparents and people of that nature, pastors or whatever, we need, you know, to understand that at some place in life, at some where on the journey of life, that is going to come into fruition, that we're going to have to experience what they're talking about. I believe that God allows us to know prior to, praise the Lamb of God, almost anything happening in our life. We just don't pay attention to it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Just like you can focus on that now and say, wow, grandmother used to say this to me, you know, and tell me this, praise God. As long as you do this, God will always make a way for you out of no way.
Yeah.
When it happened to others and stuff, going to happen to you, but God will make a way for you out of it. Now, at the age you are now, you see God doing it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah, exactly. It's a blessing. I love it. I mean, I went through a stage, I think, a couple of times in the last couple of months where I was like, oh, my God. But I always, you know, just think back to everything and say, just, you know, God is going to keep you. He brought you to it. He'll bring you through it. He's going to keep you. And he always do. He always, like I said, when I least suspect it, it comes through. It's always like that. You know, he kept a roof over my head. And if anybody knows anything about Cali, it's very, very expensive out here. And I'm a single parent. I have two kids in college, you know, and in universities. So it's a blessing that God has not only helped, you know, did that for me, but did it for my kids as well. You know what I'm saying? Because in this day and age where a lot of kids are out doing a lot of other things, it's a blessing that a kid want to go to school and want to do better and want to succeed. And, you know, and I ask that God continue to keep them because I see a struggle even just in their friends. And, you know, being around them sometimes, it can entice kids to want to, like, you know, maybe I should just stay and work and, you know, get an apartment. And, you want better. And I continue to pray, and I think that's what a seed sowing comes in at, because you're not sowing for yourself, you sow for your family, you know, you sow for your business. And
exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of people are not aware of the power and the blessings of sowing seeds.
Amen.
And allowing, praise the Lamb of God, their seed to go into the ground and die and germinate and grow. A lot of people, they still struggle in this area when it comes to God. They want a consistent supply from God, but they don't want to be consistent in their giving. They don't want to be consistent in setting their tithes to the side and say, this belongs to God. Hallelujah. And then he asks for offerings. This belongs to God. Praise the Lamb of God. I thank God, hallelujah, that I have grown, and some people may not understand what I'm talking about, but I have grown beyond the tithe. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I understand that every dime or penny that I have belongs to God. I understand that. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And I have come to a place of understanding. This is me now. I'm not trying to make nobody like me. That I have come to a place of understanding that if I take care of God's business and have faith and do what he tells me to do with my finances, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord will do the rest. Hallelujah. That he will take care of what needs to be taken care of. I thank God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that what you said is so powerful and so true, and that is, praise the Lamb of God, we need to understand that our tithes and offering just don't affect us. It affects our children. It affects our children's children. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your faithfulness can be so great in God until God will pronounce a blessing on your children's children's children.
Amen.
And you may not even never meet kids. You may be going on to be with the Lord, and God's still blessing them because of you, hallelujah, and your obedience, your walk with God. It's an awesome thing, praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't understand that. You know, my accountant made a really big deal because I gave a substantial amount, you know, to the ministry, you know, in the last couple of years. And he was like, he said, this is like salary. And I was like, but, you know, for me, I feel like everything that I have is because of that. And I won't ever let nobody tell me different as far as that. You know, you can maybe tell me I can't buy a purse, you know, whatever, but you would never tell me what I can give to the ministry. I mean, that's never, you know, I'm never going to let nobody deter me away from that. That's just because
that's
I know that has kept me. You know what I'm saying? So I know that my seed sowing, my offering, and everything else, and I even through everything I've been through, I always felt like, you know, in life, for me going through what I'm going through now, that I feel, you know, the people around me, it's not okay. I think because people not used to me like that, they need me to be in that position of to give, you know? So, they, you know, me being in a position now where I need, it affects people because of the fact that they can't come to me, you know what I'm saying, because I'm not in that position. So it goes back to what my grandma used to say. It's okay. She said, people will remember what you owe them, but they'll never let you forget, you know what I'm saying, will forget what they owe you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she said, life. She said, that's one thing you always got to remember. And that's why I miss my grandma so much, because just knowledge and wisdom that they had back then is not, you know, a second to none. She said, so, you know, whenever you lend or you give, she said, just think about it as, you know what, God, I put this out there. If it comes back, it comes back. Because she said, people will run you down for what, you know, you owe them. But Lord knows they will act like they never got a penny from you, you know. And
that's
watch that so much. And that's one of the things I've dealt with a lot recently, just with that. You know, I felt a lot of that happened to me. And then I also, that's why I think a lot of those dreams and visions coming in, where God has shown me that, in the sense of, like, this is what I had to show you, because as I move you forward, I don't want them around. And I, you know,
Let me tell you this. I'm hearing something in the spirit as we've been talking about these gifts. Praise the Lamb of God. One of the gifts, hallelujah, that nobody pays attention to is the gift of faith. Praise the Lamb of God. The gift of faith is a supernatural imposed ability to believe the word of God and to respond to it in obedience. When you find a person, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who give the way you give, that's a gift of faith. Praise the Lamb of God. But that faith also works, and I noticed this in you, praise the Lamb of God, that no matter what you went through, you were persistent to get godly counsel, and you were persistent to get a word from God concerning what moves you needed to make next, praise the Lamb of God, and what was happening, even though confusion and misunderstanding came in the way, praise the Lamb of God, as you had already given so much in your life, but at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, seemingly everything was drying up. You see this in, I think I mentioned it a little bit yesterday, praise God, we see this in Abraham. Abraham leaves, he moves in faith, he responds to the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. He responds to the word of God, but when a famine broke out, when he saw lack, praise the Lamb of God, he went down to Egypt and almost lost his life and his wife. Down in Egypt, praise the Lamb of God, as though God cannot take care of you during the famine. When his son comes on the scene, praise the Lamb of God, Isaac, the Bible said, and there was a famine in the land as it was in the days, watch this, of Abraham, Isaac's father. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But Isaac sought the Lord, and the Lord told him, do not go down to Egypt. And so in that same year, he sowed seeds in the famine and received the harvest. Because he sowed the seeds in the famine. Praise the Lamb of God. God gave him an unusual out-of-season harvest because of his level of response of faith to God. God said for me to stay here, then he has provision for me right here. He planted seeds, praise the Lamb of God, in the midst of the famine, and he received the harvest. Praise God. I want you to see that. Wait a minute. We got two more callers here. Area code 770.
Bless you, man of God.
Bless you. Who's calling?
This is Aisha calling out of Georgia, Dallas, Georgia.
How are you doing, Aisha?
I'm doing great. This has been a blessing to hear about that faith because me and my family stepped out on faith. God told us to move from Florida to Georgia. I was trying to set up my business. My business didn't go the way I wanted to go. And God's like, I've told you to go to Georgia. I'm like, Lord, let me go ahead and make some money first before I go to Georgia so we have provision. He's like, no, that's your Canaan. That's your land. I need you to go. So we stepped out on faith, me and my husband and our four kids, and my kids is 2, 4, 6, and 8, so they very, very little kids. And we scouted out the land, and I seen a house for rent. I'm like, ooh, that house right there look nice. They had a for rent sign saying $1,200. I said, no, I'm going to keep going. I don't got no $1,200 for these people. So then I just back and got the number, called the man. He didn't pick up. I said, okay, Lord. I was getting kind of disappointed and, you know, like, oh. So probably 2 hours went by, and the man called me back. He's like, someone called me about a house. I'm like, yes. He's like, well, I'm looking for $1,200. I said, I was thinking about $900. He laughed. He's like, $900? He's like, $950. I said, do you have a move-in special? He said, well, what's the move-in special? I said, half off first month's rent. He's like, come see the house. So just thank God we seen the house. The man just gave us the keys without even any money. So
wow.
I'm like, okay, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I mean, it's a big two-story house. The backyard, I looked at my daughter, my four-year-old, was praying to God before we left Florida. Lord, I want a playground at my house. The backyard got a playground, fenced in yard. So, I mean,
God in heaven.
Just want to, you know, get that testimony that, you know, when God tell you to do something, even in the natural, it don't make sense, you know, but it's just stepping out the boat and trusting your God. If you're gonna be in the kingdom, it's time to trust him all the way.
Amen.
You right now. It's 100 people. I wish was on this line listening to you right now that God tell them to do something, and they want to wait till the conditions are favorable. Praise the Lamb of God.
Because your senses kick in, but now it's time for the kingdom. Your senses in the spirit to kick us on who you serve. If he don't lay down his life, when are we going to lay down our life and our mental ability and to believe on the Savior? If the book already been written, and you already in the book, and you on the winning side, let's just walk it out and have the faith that our treasure is there, because now that we're in the land, I've just been praying with my husband, the man of God, that, Lord, lead me to the treasure here in my Canaan land. I don't know where it's at. I don't know who got it, but connect me with the correct people to release it. And people say favor ain't fair, but favor is fair because I am chosen. I am beloved by my Father. So I just want to just thank you today for, pushing me and praying. And I just, me and my husband, we're right here. I just want more prayer. I can't get enough of prayer, because prayer is what's going to take me to that next dimension for these windows to open up to even more and rain, because I done sowed seed. I done gave, like you was praying. When you take care of God's house, I take care of your house, and I can stay here, man of God, and testify and say, time after time, I done got my income tax and blessed the prophet who was the ambassador over the house with $5,000, $7,000, and when my house was in foreclosure in Florida. But I said, God, I'm going to take care of your house, because this would need to be, the house need a keyboard. They need chairs. I go online, my husband looking at me, I go online and order 200 chairs in the church. They don't even know it's coming. I done went, I'm at work. I said, I'm finna order these chairs. I don't care what my husband said. I need God to move for my kids. When my kids, when I'm not around, 10 years from now, I'm not here. They may need somewhere to stay. They may need. And then right before we left Florida, my daughter, my four-year-old, she in her room playing. She done stuck a bobby pin in the socket. She came. She like, Mommy. She woke me up. She like, Mommy, fire in my room. Fire. So I'm jumping up. I'm looking at my fireware, and I look over. The bobby pin caught on fire. Her hand was on fire, all swollen up. But I don't know what seed I sold that covered her, because I could have woke up to a dead little girl bearing a little girl. But she said, Mom, my angel was in there. You understand? So she said, my angel said, don't do that. My angel protected me. If y'all would have seen her hand from the electricity that went through her little body of a four-year-old, you know that God was in the midst and didn't let death come upon my family while I was asleep.
My
I was asleep. That's, money can't buy that. Money wouldn't been able to bring her back. So I don't know what seed was in the ground. Yeah, I probably looked for it to be money at a time, but I don't know what seed that I had sold at the time to spare her life, that she may be able to go to her purpose and her destiny.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My God. Daughter, let me tell you this. The Spirit of the Lord is all over me, even while you're talking. The Lord told me to tell you this, and I'm very, very serious. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I lie not to you. The Lord spoke to me while you were talking and said, tell her that by the end of this year that your blessings will overtake you. By the end of the year, your blessings will have overtaken you. God is going to bust your vest, girl.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
God is bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For faithfulness. I bless God you called in. I'm blessed, God, that you connected with us. I want you to go to our website at psmintl.org. Praise the Lamb of God, and you'll see the display of the ministry there. our conferences and stuff that's coming up in November. Would love for you to be a part of that so we can perfect this prophetic gift in you.
Oh,
praise the Lamb of God.
Amen. Amen.
It's definitely.
Amen. Just a great honor, you know, to be a part of the kingdom of God in such a time as this, what God is doing, you know, for his children right now. It's like we're the real ambassadors, stand up. We're the real children of God. Make a joyful noise and make a sound. A real clarion call. So I just thank God, man of God, you know. I just pray that God just give me more wisdom on what to do and how to do.
Don't you worry.
What he brings my way. And if you can, just, you know, me and my husband standing right here to even pray even more for me, that God would give me the strategies and continue to order my footsteps as well as my kids, cover my kids.
All right, we're going to pray right now. Bertha, come on, pray for her now. Hallelujah. Come on, pray for her. Pray for
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Also, praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Look. My God.
Hallelujah. We thank you for the couple of the. We thank you, O God, for their faithfulness to you, O God. Not
Hallelujah.
To man, but to you. Father God, and right now we ask you, God, that you would release unto them a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, a word of understanding, your word of revelation, knowledge, oh God. Lord, your footsteps, oh God. Give them the right strategy to make the right decision through the wisdom that you have given them. Father God, keep their family covered with your precious blood. God, release their angels to continue to stand guard around them and their children. Oh God, we thank you, God, that you have a righteous couple. Oh God, that are together, that are helping one to another, that are there to help lift up each other. Oh God, we thank you that the one lacking, the other accompanies it. And God, we just ask you to continue to strengthen the marriage, continue to strengthen the love that they will come forth and be the couple that you have ordained them to be, the mother and the father that you have ordained them to be, as they train their children up in the right way. Oh God, work on their behalf and in their favor. And we'll be forever grateful, Almighty God, to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the matchless name of Jesus, we give you the glory, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Sister, what's your name again?
Thank you, God.
Aisha James.
Aisha James. Make sure you all go to PSMINTL.org and leave me some information. Praise the Lamb of God,
sir.
Email,
we'll
whatever,
do.
So we can stay in contact with you, okay?
Yes, it's a great honor, man of God. Thank you so much for that anointed prayer. And I just ask God that he continue to open the doors for you and open those windows, because those windows are so big. So the blessings
Hallelujah.
Are humongous. That's why you're not going to have room enough to receive it. In
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. I receive that from you, baby. Hallelujah. We got one more caller here. Praise the Lamb of God. Maganice.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Maganice.
That was an awesome, awesome testimony. I just want to give my testimony and give God some praise for what he did for me last week. Real quick, I was, because y'all know my situation, I'm still unemployed. I've been unemployed for a year now, and I'm taken care of, so I'm giving him praise for that. But I was supposed to pay my rent on the 5th. Well, the week leading up to that, I had been short on my rent the entire week, a little bit over $100 I was short. Well, the day that I was, you know, my confirmation service, that night we had an evening service, which was Apostles' anniversary service. So they asked for a $40 fee from everybody. I wanted to pay it, but I had already made up in my mind that I wasn't going to pay it because I was already short on my rent. So I said, okay, so, well, during the service when they asked for it, of course, the Lord said, sow the seed. So I sowed the seed. I put the $40 in. Well, I'm telling you, I had been counting this rent money all week long. I know for a fact I was at least $150 short. I know this. Well, when I began to, I took some money out the bank and I had some cash here in the house. When I began to count that money up, oh, my God, Prophet, I ended up being $25 over.
Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus.
And it's I was just like, and all I could do was laugh and say, Lord, you awesome, because I knew God was going to give me the money. I said, I don't know how he's going to do it, and I'm not going to ask anybody for this money because God's going to do it. I knew he was, but the way he did it for me this time, usually he'll use a person if he's going to bless me. This way, this time, he just multiplied that money right in my wallet.
My God, my God.
I know for a fact I was at least $150 short. That $40 should have put me at $190 short.
My God, my God.
That's all I can say. And I just, you know, it brought me to a place where I said, Lord, I'm just sorry for all the times that I try to figure it out.
Oh.
The times that I get worried and, you know, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to do that. Because he's just showing himself time and time and time and time. And I get it. I'm at this point now like, okay, Lord, I get it.
My
I see
God.
What you're saying, and I get it.
My
so I just
God.
Want to give that testimony because God is just so good. And when we just
you
trust
guys,
him,
really...
when that word says trust oh. him, he know who trusts him. And I
Hallelujah.
Trust him. I always trust him, and he does it every time. He has not let me down.
My God. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. My Ooh. God, what a God we serve here today, people of God. Our God is so awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. Just when you think you didn't hear the testimony, here comes the testimony. My goodness gracious. Y'all on fire. Boy, here goes somebody else. Y'all, we only got about 4 minutes. Erico 864. Your mic
hi,
high.
Hi, Clausen, Martha, Imaginees. I'm not sure who else is on the line, but hello, everyone. This is Sylvia. I just wanted to thank the lady that
roll on us.
Sir?
We got 4 minutes. Come on, roll on us.
Oh, I just want to say thanks for the testimony for the lady that called in and Imaginees. Yesterday I was in prayer for some things that I needed financially, and the word I heard the Lord speak is that I'm going to call men to give unto you. So that's just confirmation.
Glory to Jesus.
Thank
glory
you, Jesus.
To Jesus. Well, y'all is, I mean, this is really, boy, y'all is...
I just want to say,
I just
want to say what the Lord dropped in my spirit when he did that for me is I don't need a man to do nothing.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And don't take that wrong, people of God. She's not saying
right.
she don't
now,
need a man
I mean,
in her life. She's saying,
no.
Lamb of God, I don't need that. God can do things without someone doing it for you. Praise
exactly.
the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. I just wanted to make sure that they had clarity
on what
you were
saying. That.
God, yet God can do it himself. Praise the Lamb
yes.
of God. God can turn the leaves on your tree into money if he wanted to. Praise
yes.
God.
Hallelujah.
Limit how God blesses you. Do not limit how God blesses you. Don't look for him to come in one direction. Hallelujah. When he said he'll open the window. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. You all, hallelujah. Georgia, California, Detroit, Chicago. Hallelujah. Everybody, thank you for calling in today. Thank you for being a part of this show. Bertha, thank you for being here. Talking about, praise the Lamb of God, the gifts and stuff with me. Hallelujah. I love you all. I bless you all. We out of time. We have to go. But I'm excited about your future because I know God is all of you brand new.
Thank you, God.
There's a new day dawning for me. Now I